This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Welcome to Traveling to Bluegrass Uncut. On today's program, we visit with Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Cross as he recently spoke to Kentucky Farm Bureau. This is part two of a two-part series as he wraps up his two terms in office.
Our Buy Local program continues to be strong. We are now serving at least one Kentucky Proud item in 80% of all of our public schools across Kentucky. We have 1,000 schools serving Kentucky Proud, and that's going to continue to grow as well. We also have a wonderful Ag Development Board. Many of the members are here today, our Ag Finance Corporation. Brian and his crew are here. These tobacco settlement dollars are here for you to use. Many of you all are utilizing the CAPE programs and regional programs as well, but don't forget about Ag Finance. Our interest rate right now is 2.75%. Not bad. So please utilize it as well. And I want to say special thanks to all the folks in the audience who served on all these boards over the past 8 years as well. Now, there's some unfinished business in agriculture, some things that we couldn't quite solve by leaving office. And the new commissioner and Farm Bureau will continue to struggle with these. We've got to solve our workforce development crisis in Kentucky. We need to encourage more people to choose agriculture and trade jobs, and that's something I'll be focusing on in my new capacity at KCTCS as well. We have a farm bill to get passed in Washington, D.C. Inputs, prices, and profitability continue to be a struggle on our farms as well. And if we can convince Hollywood, we need to make a sequel to Porky's Gump as well. I think that would be a lot of fun. And looking back, I've had a lot of fun over the past 8 years as well. I've served as NASDA president, SASDA president. We have a wonderful state fair, farm machinery show, North American as well. I've got to meet the president of the United States multiple times on behalf of not just Kentucky, but American agriculture. I've had the opportunity to go overseas to represent USDA and American farmers as well. And I even got to pardon a turkey a couple weeks ago, a first in my career. And the last thing I'm going to mention, I visited all 120 counties each year, 6 years in a row, with the exception of the COVID years. I think that to be effective, you got to show up. And I'm the only statewide elected official in Kentucky that did it in 2023. I think that this experience has improved me, made me a better commissioner and a better college president in the weeks to come as well. We've driven 25 million miles in the past 8 years. We have conducted over 4 million inspections. We've strengthened the KDA. We're doing more with less. For the first time in 50 years, all the KDA employees are in one campus instead of spread across Frankfurt as well. But perhaps some of our biggest accomplishments are the victories that you never heard of, playing defense both in Washington, D.C., and in Frankfurt, stopping bad ideas from being implemented as well. We've elevated the relevancy of Kentucky agriculture in our economy. We kept us open during COVID, and we fought hard for you every single day. And we did all of this in a nonpartisan way. That as agriculturalists, we're already a minority among the general population. We cannot afford to divide ourselves through partisan politics. And I'm proud that our administration has done just that. And as I wrap up, there's too many people in this room to say thank you to. Too many folks that have reached out, called me late at night, and told me where I was doing right and where I was doing wrong. I want to say thank you to that, to those folks. But there's one group of people in this room that deserve a special shout out. Those hardworking employees of the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. If you are an employee of the KDA, please stand up, and on behalf of myself, those in the room, thank you for the years of service that you have provided the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thank you, KDA employees. I'm proud of you all. Well, folks, I've got 4.5 weeks left in office. We're in the short rows now, as my dad would say. I'm focused on three things. Number one, running the Department of Agriculture to the best of our ability through the ticker tape on January 1st until Jonathan Schell takes over. So if you need anything from us, give us a call. Number two, we're committed to a successful transition with Commissioner-elect Schell. If you need anything, let us know. We're just a call or text message away. You're going to inherit a well-oiled Kentucky Department of Agriculture, and we're leaving you with a full tank of gas. But there's just one catch, Jonathan. As Billy Ray Smith and I can tell you, this job will make your hair turn white. There's no question about it. And the last thing we're focused on is just a time of reflection. I think over the past 8 years, we were there for you. We tried our best. Sometimes we didn't always get it right, but we gave you all the effort that we had. We were responsive during floods, tornadoes, a once-in-a-century pandemic. We kept Kentucky agriculture open, and we did something significant for those Kentuckians with less fortunate means. That Kentucky Farm Bureau, among others in this room, rose to the challenge to help feed those 1 in 7 Kentuckians and 1 in 5 Kentucky K-12 school children that suffer from food insecurity. We raised over $36 million, and Kentucky Farm Bureau, by far, due to your generosity, has contributed over $1 million to the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Thank you so much, and thank you, John, for the Clays for the Cause event. We appreciate that. So what's next? People ask me this. Well, Tony, Brandon, and I are on a capital campaign right now to start an Alice Chalmers Museum in Frankfurt. If you want to contribute, let us know after the show. But I'm excited about serving as a college president of the Kentucky Community Technical System. We have 16 campuses. We're by far the largest university system in Kentucky. We're twice the size of UK. And I think we can be the most impactful with solving our workforce needs. We need more electricians, welders, plumbers, heavy equipment operators. That we have to remind Kentuckians that there's dignity at work, that those who come home at night with grease on their elbows and dirt on their boots, those jobs count just as much as white-collar jobs downtown as well. So I guess you could say, Mark, I'm going back to school. So let me know if you all have any good collaboration ideas out there as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. But I'm not done with public service. In many ways, we're just getting started. I just turned 40 last month. My age is catching up with my hair. But I look forward to the next chapter of life of public service. And we'll return to politics one day, but I'm dedicated towards this new cause. Emma and I look forward to traveling Kentucky, visiting your counties and your farms, putting that tailgate down and having conversations across the state. So please don't be a stranger. You always have an advocate in me as well. And I can conclude this for the last time as your commissioner, that after all the travel, both to our counties, to other states, and abroad, I can't help but to express to you how thankful and grateful I am to God for the opportunity to serve you. Because it's His plan, and the glory goes to God. And then I know some of you were disappointed with the outcome of the primary back in May, but that's okay. I'm the happiest I've been in a very, very long time. And after traveling the world, I've come to realize that it's only in America, where you can grow up working on a tobacco farm for $1 an hour at age 6, that you get the chance to go to college, serve as a legislator, serve as your ag commissioner, have a shot becoming governor, and now serve as a college president. It's only in a country like ours where those extraordinary stories are common if you work hard enough and apply yourself. We are lucky to call the United States home and to call ourselves Americans because we are that shining city on a hill. We are still a beacon of freedom for untold billions across the world who are envious that we live in a country that respects our rights, our freedoms, and liberties. And I'm glad to live in a country where we stand for our flag and we kneel before our God, and we should never apologize for who we are as Americans. It's been an honor of a lifetime. Thank you very much. We'll see what's next. May God bless you, and God bless the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Our guest today, Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Dr. Ryan Quarles. I'm Alan Watts, traveling the Bluegrass.